Former caretaker Minister of Commerce, Dr. Gahar Ejaz, has raised concerns about the steep rise in electricity bills, questioning how the cost per unit has reached as high as 80 rupees when the production cost in July was only 9 rupees per unit. In a tweet, Dr. Ejaz pointed out that in July, the total average electricity generation was 20,000 megawatts, with 35% of this, or 7,000 megawatts, generated from hydropower sources. He highlighted that the production cost for electricity in July was 9 rupees and 3 paise per unit, yet consumers are being billed at rates of 40 rupees, 60 rupees, or even 80 rupees per unit. In a tweet, Dr. Gahar Ejaz stated, "In July, the total average electricity generation was 20,000 megawatts, with 35% of this, 7,000 megawatts, coming from hydropower sources." He further explained, "The production cost for electricity in July was 9 rupees and 3 paise per unit. So how are the bills reaching 40 rupees, 60 rupees or even 80 rupees per unit?" Dr. Gahar criticized the current situation, attributing the high bills to mismanagement and the payment of capacity charges for electricity that is not actually produced. He noted that Pakistan has the capacity to generate over 43,000 megawatts of electricity, but stressed that Pakistan should only pay for the electricity that is actually generated. He called on the federal government to provide fairness for all consumers, residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural, highlighting that many are struggling under the current rates. Dr. Gahar also commended the Punjab government's decision to offer relief by reducing the cost per unit to 14 rupees for consumers using up to 500 units over the next 2 months, calling it praiseworthy. Earlier on August 5, Dr. Ejaz highlighted the discrepancy between Pakistan's stable currency rates and the State Bank of Pakistan's, SBP, high interest rates, which have been maintained at 19.5% over the past year. He argued that these rates, significantly above the inflation rate, are intended to control inflation but at a substantial economic cost. The country's total net federal tax collection, petroleum development levy, PDL, and other income amount to 10.6 trillion rupees, Dr. Ejaz noted, with 9.8 trillion rupees of this sum dedicated to servicing domestic debt of 45 trillion rupees. He pointed out that high interest rates have resulted in an additional 3 trillion rupees being paid over inflation-adjusted costs.